Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Must be hour number two. You ready for it, Mace?
I'm ready. It's already 10. Let's go.
Already 10 o'clock, which means we are going to be joined by Drew Wagner of Forbes Sports. You can follow him on Twitter at @ByAndrewWagner. Drew, we talked a little bit before the game yesterday. That was a pretty awesome game to watch in between.
Yeah, your boy from Potawatomi Sportsbook nailed it with William Contreras.
All over it. He's been he's been riding it for probably 6-7 days in a row, just betting William Contreras over on home runs. and he finally hit 2 days ago. So he rocked with it again. Back to back winners over there. Austin Herdina, he's talking about. William Contreras, it'd be nice if he stays hot here, Drew.
Yeah, it'd be great. You know, all those guys that stay hot at the top of the order. You take into account the fact that they're playing in Denver, okay, and crazy things happen there, so you're not going to get 17 runs like that every time out. But I've said all along, this team has a sneaky amount of power. Like, their identity is going to be that aggressive, scrappy, you know, eke it out type of baseball, but they have got some pop in that lineup, and they showed it yesterday. I mean, and what can you say about Jackson Chourio? I mean, this guy just keeps going out there and delivering time and time again. At 21 years old, to do what he's doing, I mean, we always see these guys playing in other markets. You know, Mike Trout's, Judges. And I'm not saying he's going to be that level of superstar, but this kid has all the raw skills to be on that level, and you're just scratching the surface right now. He's incredible.
Hey, Drew, this is Mason Crosby. Andy Herman actually sent me this stat over a DM me on Twitter. Jackson Chourio, over his last three games, has 12 RBIs, 3 home runs. Those are crazy stats in themselves. And, like, the fun fact there is since RBIs became official in 1920, the only other MLB players to hit those marks over a three-game span are Babe Ruth, Lou Gehrig, and Shohei Ohtani. Like, that's insane.
It's incredible. Yeah, it is absolutely nuts what this kid is doing. I mean, even going back to last year, he was so bad early on in the season. Any other player, he's getting sent down to the minor leagues, and they realize there's no point. He's not going to learn how to hit big league pitching in the minor leagues. And he was a bit lazy. He got benched for all intents and purposes. He got benched. He got sat down. You know, he was sent to the corner to think about what he's been doing. And ever since then, the guy's been on a tear. You look what he did in the playoffs last year. You know, the first Brewers player to hit 2 home runs in a game. And he's just going to get better. It reminds me a lot of those early years watching Giannis when he would see flashes of what he might become. And this kid, Chourio, is just going out and doing it every day. He doesn't seem fazed by the moment. He doesn't seem fazed by the attention. Maybe it helps that he's playing in Milwaukee and there's not as much attention on him, but the guy just keeps delivering.
I love that. We got Drew Wagner on the Mason Crosby Show from Forbes Sports, @ByAndrewWagner on Twitter. We gotta ask about pitching going on today. We got Quinn Priester getting his first start. What are you feeling about that? Like, how do you think the new guy is gonna do today?
I don't know how he's gonna do. I mean, his track record in the big leagues isn't terrific, and I mean, he gave up a home run to Sal Frelick, for Pete's sake. So, you know, you don't know just how good it's gonna be. But he had a good bullpen session upon arriving in Denver to join the team. The Brewers already had identified a couple of things they can do. Listen, it comes down to this. They're basically going to have the same expectation of him that they've had of everybody else during this stretch of injuries. Just go out there and give us a chance to win the game. Don't get us into trouble. Don't blow the score up. Just get us through some innings. Give our offense a chance to go out there and do it. I think if the Brewers can get out to an early lead again, like they have the last two nights, I think that'll allow Priester to settle in a little bit, get his composure, get his breath, knowing that he's pitching in a place where things aren't fair to pitchers. Get an early lead, let the guy get settled, and let him coast.
I love that. So kind of on your radar then with, coming off this Rockies, little trip, then they go down to Arizona. How important is it, do you think, to kind of sweep this one? Is that going to be for this team, or do you see them kind of, are they going to rest guys? Like, is there any of that thought as okay, we've had a great two games here. Let's just kind of prepare for the next one.
I think they're going to go out there and they're going to try and close out the sweep. It's one of the hardest things to do. The Rockies are going to come out there swinging. They don't want to get swept. But I don't think anyone's really going to get rested. You might see some day game after night game stuff action. I would expect Contreras to be back behind the dish today because he was in the DH slot yesterday. Herrick Cobb getting the start at catcher. I don't think they're going to rest anyone. And tomorrow, getting Quintana back for his first start of the season. So I think they're going in their full board today. They want to win this series. Well, they won the series. They want to sweep this series and then try to pluck one away from the Diamondbacks, who are a pretty good team. If you come back from this road trip with a winning road trip, even if it's one game above 500 still, you're in really good shape. Because all along, and I said this to Tommy last night, the whole goal here is just to not bury yourself during this stretch of pitcher injuries. If you can get through this month right around 500, you're good. If you pull a little bit of a head by the end of the month, hey, you're golden. But the whole thing is to not have to dig yourself out of a hole.
Being joined by Drew Wagner of Forbes Sports. You can follow him on Twitter at by Andrew Wagner. You mentioned Quintana there in your last answer. The Brewers still officially, it doesn't look like they have a probable listed for tomorrow. Are you almost for sure guaranteeing Jose Quintana will get the bump tomorrow for the crew?
I mean, if you do the pitcher math, he threw a minor league game on Monday and went four innings. So 5 days in a team day, and they're in Arizona. Everything would line up for it. I believe that's his first day eligible to come off to begin, because I believe you have to spend 10 days on an optional before you can get called back up unless it's injury. So I would go down to the Potawatomi Sportsbook and I would lay some wood on Jose Quintana getting the start for the Brewers tomorrow.
All right. Like, interesting. Good to know. And do you think that he'll be at the, typical starting pitcher beginning of the season? Like, he's 2 weeks behind everyone else, so maybe you're expecting just four solid innings out of Quintana tomorrow?
Yeah, something like four or five innings. I mean, he went four innings his last time out, so you figure he's going to kind of be where Tyler Alexander was last week when he made a start. Probably 75, 80 pitches, hoping to get him into the fifth inning. Anything more than that is kind of a push, but you don't want to go too hard too soon. Now, because he's a veteran and knows himself a little bit better, might have some leeway there, but I would venture to guess if it's Jose Quintana.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today.
And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning. because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Time of tomorrow, you're looking at around 5 innings, 80 pitches for a first time out.
And I haven't seen the lineup yet. Do we think that Terang's going to lead this thing off again today during this day game, or is Cheerio going to get back in that one spot?
I think they're starting a right-hander.
It is a righty.
Right?
Yeah. Ryan Feltner on the mound.
Yeah, yep, so you'll probably see Terang back in the leadoff spot again.
I love that.
Do you think that's their best possible lineup, regardless of if it's a righty or lefty? It's the Terang Cheerio 1-2 because they tried it out. They tried it out with Terang at the lefty spot, and he obviously got a hit. He's gotten a hit every game. So, do you think that's the best possible lineup just right now, where Terang leads off, Cheerio's batting second?
I mean, I think you're going to want to get Cheerio up there more times against the lefty early on. It just kind of the way the matchups work. They had good success with that lineup last year where they move Bryce down to the nine spot when a lefty is starting. But I always say, you know, we pay too much attention to the lineups. You know, there's reasons for it and it tends to work out. But I think we'll probably see them stick with Cheerio leading off against lefties, unless Terang just gets red hot and just starts smoking lefties the way that he has been against right-handers.
Do you think that history gets in the way of that just for the time being? Does anyone – it seems like Pat Murphy couldn't care less on hit streak to start a season. Maybe Bryce Terang doesn't care, quite frankly. But, like, just keeping him at the top of the order so he gets the utmost at-bats to try to do that?
I don't know. I don't think they pay too much attention to that stuff. I mean, the streaks are nice things to put in the game notes and to put on the lower third on the TV broadcast, but I don't think that factors into it.
Well, just if you weren't listening before, just so you know, Tommy will be getting a number two tattooed under his arm if Bryce Terang has 20 games straight with a hit. So we're rooting for it here on the Mason Crosby Show.
I got a guy to take care of that for you, Tommy. I'll be happy to take you over there.
Okay, yeah, I can do that. Let me just see the needles, and then we're good. I have no problem.
The trick is to not look at the needle. As someone who hates, like, literally, when I get blood drawn at the nurse, like, they have to have five other nurses distract me so I can't see the needle. So when I went to get my tattoos, I mean, I won't even look at them. Just do this. Just get it done. I will swear a lot, but just do it. I'm not going to look at it.
I'm complete opposite. When I get blood drawn, I have to see the needle go in. I don't know if I don't know if something's wrong with me.
Psycho behavior.
I'm a psycho. Yeah. I must just be a psychopath.
Mason, I am cringing over here just thinking of that. Like, I got my ear pierced when I was 18 years old, and they had me hold the damn teddy bear because I was just like shaking.
Yeah, it's confirmed. I am a psycho.
I was going to pass out. He thought I was going to. It was, you know, really simple. There was no color. It took maybe 30 minutes to do this thing. And I am just like ghost white, clenched, shaking. And the guy finished. I thought he was just taking a break. And he's like, "No, we're done." I'm like, "Yeah." He's like, "You can breathe again." He's like, I thought we were going to lose you halfway through. I'm like, yeah, I'm not good with needles. I could never tell. Like, oh, no.
Drew Wagner joining the Mason Crosby Show here. Follow him on Twitter at @ByAndrewWagner. What do you think is a good preview here just to give on the Mason Crosby Show for the rest of this road trip here? The Brewers, they're wrapping up things today with Quinn Priester making his Brewer debut in Colorado. And then they get to go to Arizona, and they're going to face former Brewer great here, Corbin Burns, on day two of that. You want the Brewers to just get above 500 on this road trip. That would probably mean just win one game in Arizona. Like, what are you looking forward to in the Arizona series when you got to talk about the Milwaukee Brewers as well?
That'll be interesting seeing Corbin. He is not pitching well right now. His two starts have been, let's just say lackluster, to say the least. I believe he's got an ERA that's over five. I'm looking up right now. Yeah, so his first time out, he gave up two runs over four and a third. Last time, he gave up four over five. So he's carrying ERA of 5.79 right now. That's not great. And he's the guy that might get amped up to face his old team. So they could, you know, if they play their cards right, they could probably go in there and sneak one from him. But here's the beauty of it. If you go in there and you finish off, ideally you want to take two or three from each, right? That's like best case scenario or
sure.
You know, a good expectation. You sweep today, and even if you go 1-2 against the Diamondbacks, you're coming back with a winning road trip. So the math evens out at the end. Not to say that they're going to go out there and tank it or, you know, they don't care, but you go out there and sweep today, you got a little bit of wiggle room. They're starting today a half game out of first place. The Cubs are idle today, so you win today, you're tied for first place in the NL Central. Now, that doesn't mean a hill of beans on April 10th. It's a pretty impressive accomplishment. You know, the stat that I was going to put out there today, the Brewers started the season 0-4 with a negative 32 run differential. They go in today having won 7 of 8, so they are 7-5, and they have a negative 1 run differential, which shows you how quickly the worm can turn in baseball. And I mentioned this last night with you, Tommy. You know who else is 7-5 right now? Those very same New York Yankees who just bludgeoned the Brewers in the first three games of the season. So, like, baseball's weird, man. You know, I get it, sports, we like to overreact, but 1 week can make a big difference. And right now, the Brewers they're riding high. They are playing, they're playing ball right now. They're not playing their best ball, but they are riding high right now.
I definitely overreacted, and those torpedo bats out there in Yankee world have gone a little cold, except for, you know, maybe Aaron Judge, but, you know, he's a different beast. But Drew, I really appreciate you. If they sweep the Rockies, if I'm on that team, I'm going and playing golf, you know, one of those days out there in Arizona, you know, and just being okay with whatever the result, you know, comes what may, you know, down there against the Diamondbacks, because you go on your first road trip and you out there, you know, kind of west a little bit, and you sweep these Rockies, you got to be feeling pretty good about it.
Yeah, and they're definitely feeling good about it. I mean, they know that, yeah, the numbers are inflated because of where they're playing, but you have to feel good. I mean, from to dig back from where they've been and to hold their own and to get the pitching that they've gotten over this last week from the guys that they're getting it from. I mean, that's impressive. You know, you don't get awards for this. You don't get recognition for this. You're not going to hold a parade or hang a banner, but to do what they've done over the last 8 days with what they've had to work with and what they've had to face, I mean, that bodes well for the rest of the year. That is a positive omen.
I love that. I don't know if you're a golfer, but before we let you go, you know, big week, Masters week. Who you got winning this tournament?
I'm a big Bryson guy. Listen, the only thing that I want from the Masters is I want Rory to go in to the back nine on Sunday with a lead, and then I want him to choke in the most painful, humiliating way.
You want to see carnage. Huh?
I was hoping you would ask this, Mace.
I love watching Rory lose. It is favorite thing in the world. Yeah, like give me a Rory choke. I don't care who wins it. Just let Rory have the lead going into the final couple holes, and just let him bogey palooza.
Oh my goodness! Just carnage on the back nine of Augusta National.
Yeah, he brought it up yesterday that when we were talking with Austin Herdinia over at the Potawatomi Sportsbook, and yeah, we were talking about all the great things, all the awesome views you can get over at the sportsbook. And Drew chimes in, and he's like, "I might go there just to watch Rory blow it on a 70-inch TV, it is." Drew, thank you so much for joining the show today. We'll talk later on the leadoff show. How about that?
Sounds good, boys. Be good.
Thank you. All right, take care. He is Drew Wagner from Forbes Sports joining the Mason Crosby Show every Monday and Thursday at 10 o'clock to get you all caught up on all things Milwaukee Brewers.